Sarah, good morning.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Sarah. Have you had your pig stolen?
We have indeed. We're all in a bit of a state here in the Ivanhoe Hotel and the Millbrook Lodge Hotel.
So the in the hotel, someone took the pig from where?
It's a 6 foot promotional pig that sits out in our car park, just on our lorry.
Tell me this, does that pig go around the country and sometimes sit at lay-bys promoting your wares?
It does indeed. It's that a bit of an eye-catcher, so...
There's one ugly pig, if you don't mind me saying that. But I think people will now know, we're talking about a massive plastic pig.
Yep.
And very often there's a menu board or something with it, and you say what's in the hotel or what the deals are.
It is indeed. It's dressed in an apron and it wears a chef's hat.
Okay. The primary colours of this pig?
Pink, and just the apron is a white colour.
How big is it?
It's about 6 foot. And it's quite heavy, so we do assume that it would take two or three people to lift it.
And it has been removed from outside which of your hotels?
The Ivanhoe Hotel in Carrickduff on the Sainfield Road.
Oh, we know it. We know it well.
Jerry Lang.
Exactly. Sure, he's never out of it. But I'm slightly concerned about what someone would want to do with your pig. It's not the sort of thing that you could put in a bedroom and sort of lie and admire it.
No.
Was it made out of, if it was made out of plastic, they can't melt it down for any precious metal. So
no.
Do you think it's a prankster more than a gangster?
I think so, yes. The only thing is that we think that someone has had to drive a lorry or a van to carry it, because surely they wouldn't be able to carry it just by foot, because it is quite heavy.
They didn't leave a cross when they removed it, did they? The reason I say that, the last thing that looked anything like a monument that's similar to your pig was the Benevena Mountain, a boatman who was addressing the waves from the top of the mountain and looking down on all of the foil and whatever. And he got sawn down and removed by, I suppose, the statue snatchers. Maybe someone thought you were worshipping some false god.
Worshipping a pig?
Well, you know, you never know in this day and age. If people are mad enough to cut down a statue and leave a cross,
they're
mad enough to steal a pig. So, what's your call now? What would your message be? You're on the airwaves. What would you be saying?
Well, we would like it back. It has been with the hotel now for a good few years. We are offering a reward of £100 for its safe return.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody has any information, if they could contact us on 028-9081-2240 or by Facebook or anything like that.
And was it sitting on the tarmac? Where was it mounted exactly?
It was on the lorry. There's a trailer on the back of the lorry.
So they lifted it off the trailer?
Yeah.
They didn't take the trailer, they just took the pig.
They just took the pig.
And that pig has sat along so many roads. And, you know, there are times, this is one of my bugbears. You know, you guys who go out and advertise in lay-bys, you do it, loads of people do it.
Yes.
They park something that is relevant to their business. For example, there's a guy who does it who teaches people to drive. And he parks his van. Now, I can't remember even the name of the company, but he parks his large van stroke lorry in lay-bys up and down the land, explaining the prices for learning to drive with them.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, if that was parked outside my house, I would be so annoyed. However, you've never parked your pig outside my house. I'm just wondering if there's anything being stolen. Has anyone listening ever had anything stolen that is as bizarre as a plastic pig? Or indeed, have you ever had anything stolen that meant so much to you that other people couldn't really understand the attraction of it? Why did you choose the pig as the symbol of the hotel?
It was just something that was very eye-catching. There was no particular reason why we chose the pig. It was just large and it was eye-catching. So.
Well, I know.
And it wore a chef's hat and an apron, so it goes along with, you know, our grill and bar here at the Ivanhoe Hotel, restaurant.
I can understand that. I immediately knew the pig you were talking about. Hopefully, and I'm going to say the prankster, because I reckon some idiot probably has taken it. If they left the pig, say, in a field or along the side of the road and made a phone call, would you go and collect it?
We would indeed. If they were to leave it in our car park, it would be even nicer.
But I can't really imagine the boy that stole it driving back to the car park with it.
There would be be a £100 reward for them.
Even if he took it in the first place?
Well, sure, we couldn't prove that.
All right, okay. So if you arrive back with a pig to the Ivanhoe Hotel on the Saintfield Road, you will get £100, as long as it's that plastic pig that was removed. When was it actually taken?
We assume it was late Saturday night, early Sunday morning.
Okay, girl, I hope you get it. Let me know what piggly progress you make.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye. So let us know, have you ever had anything bizarre stolen from your garden or around the house? Something you thought they'd never take that. And in the end, they did.